Today, we'd like to see the book of Psalm chapter 26, verses 1 to 12, under the title of Examine. Online reader multitudes of Calvary Chapel Anaheim Hills, we'd like to suggest three questions. Question 1, in verse 1, in King James Version, judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. What kind of a prayer is this prayer? What kind of a prayer is David's prayer? Question 2, in verse 2, examine me, O Lord, and prove me, try my mind and my heart. What does this verse mean? Last question 3, what conditions to go to altar did David list? First of all, verse 1, New King James Version says, vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have also trusted in the Lord. I shall not sleep. So in New King James Version said basically, free from blame, or defend me for innocence, because I have worked in my integrity, my emphasis over principle, the God's principle. I have also trusted in the Lord. I had faith in the Lord. So therefore, protect me for blame. But King James Version said, judge me, O Lord, for I have worked in my integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide. Here, judge me like a boasting prayer. Because I have worked in my integrity, I trust you, so judge me. Looks like a boasting, like a Pharisee's prayer. Luke chapter 18, verses 9 to 14. Also, he spoke this parable. Jesus gave a parable to some who trusted in themselves. So, King James Version, verse 1, David who trusted in himself, that they were righteous, so boasting in his righteousness, and despised the others. Pharisees boasting and despising. But David's prayer, just boasting over his righteousness, not despising, that's different. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners or robbers, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. Tax collector was despised by Jewish people under the control of Roman Empire at that time. I fasted twice a week. So here Pharisee show his righteousness. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. Then here tax collector, and the tax collector standing afar off would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast or broken his heart, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Then Jesus answered, I tell you, this man, the tax collector, who broken his heart, asking God's mercy, this man went down to his house justified by God rather than the other. The other is a Pharisee. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Here we can see God loves the humble, because God gave grace to the humble. God resists the pride or the arrogance. So then, verse 2, here, examine me, O Lord, and prove me, try my mind and my heart. Examine me, which meaning examine my heart, because only God knows our heart. Also, David, Psalm chapter 139, verse 23 and 24, David, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Then examine me. So examine my heart, O Lord, and prove me, or test me. So test me whether or not your heart is really prone to God or prone to ungodly thing. You know, test me. James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4, God tests you how we should respond. Here, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials for God's testing, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. So testing produces patience, and let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So when we face trials, we should give thanks to the Lord. You know, we should be joyful. Why? Because the testing of my faith produces patience. Patience produces perfect work, perfect output. So the perfect and complete, nothing lacking. So that's why we give thanks in a joyful. So prove me, try my mind and my heart. So test my mind, my heart, for perfecting fruits, lacking nothing fruits. Verse 3, for your loving kindness in before my eyes. So God has loving kindness, God's nature, God's characteristic. And I have worked in your truth. That's a question 3. You know, what conditions to go to altar? Here, 6 things, verse 3 up to 6, you know, David listed. I have worked in your truth. First, worked in God's truth, or God's word, God's statute, God's testimony, and God's truth. Then is 4 and 5, not commission of any sin, not said with idolatrous mortals. So here, King James Version said, vain person. So idol worshiping is vain. In my childhood, I worshiped the Buddha. Buddha's main truth is said vanity. So I know, you know, idol worship is vain, vanity. So, or vain persons. I have not sat with vain persons or idolatrous mortals. Nor will I go with the hypocrites. Hypocrites, last time Jesus explained, outward beautiful, but inward all in a filthy thing. Or dissemblers, and rebels against God. I have hated the assembly of evildoers, the person who doing evil, and will not sit with the wicked people. So no compromise, no ever friendship with vain person, hypocrites, evildoers, or wicked people. Then, verse 6, I will wash in my hands in innocence or innocency. So this is a 6th condition. Therefore, I will go about your altar, O Lord. So 6 conditions were listed to go to God's altar. Then verse 7, that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving, so, and that tell of all your wondrous works. Here is David did not, you know, specify certain, you know, victorious the happening. So, you know, giving, you know, thanksgiving, tell of all your wondrous works. Verse 8, Lord, I have loved the habitation of your house. So, in the Old Testament time, the Israel people, the people of God, worshipped in the temple. Because Shekinah, glory of God, you know, set in the most holy places there. So they come to worship, you know, to sanctuary. I have loved the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells. That is the most place, most holy places over the temple. That is the glory was the God's glory was there, so the high priest didn't need any light. So because it's lightened by God's glory, do not gather my soul with sinners, nor my life with the bloodthirsty man, or is with murderers, with bloodthirsty man. Verse 10: in whose hands is a sinister scheme or a mischief, and whose right hand is full of bribes, towards all ungodly people, you know, described here. Then verse 11, as for me, I will work in my integrity. Here, also like a boasting prayer in David's self-righteousness. One example, you know, Peter's three denial. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 31 to 35. Then Jesus said to them, all of you will be made to stumble because of me this night. Just this night, Jesus told to his disciples, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, even if all are made to stumble because of you, all 11 disciples are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble. This is boasting self-righteousness of Peter. Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you that this night, you know, same night, same day, same night, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. Peter said to Jesus, even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you. And so said all disciples said so. But Jesus was caught, you know, by priest, high priest on the court. You know, that time is Peter, Matthew chapter 26, verses 70 to 75. But Peter denied it before the people, saying, I do not know what you are saying. So once denied Jesus, and when he had gone out to the gateway over is the high priest in a court, another girl saw him and said to those who were there, this fellow also was with Jesus Nazareth. So second time denied, 72, but again Peter denied with an oath, irrevocable offer, I do not know that man. And a little later, those who stood by came up and said to Peter, surely you also are one of them, for your speech betrays you. Then Peter began to curse and swear, saying, I do not know the man. Immediately a rooster crowed, and Peter remembered the word of Jesus, who had said to him, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. So he went out and wept bitterly. So the Peter, you know, fell. Also, you know, this case is David had victories over the battle. You know, 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 1 to 5, that God, you know, tested David's heart. It happened in the spring of the year, at the time when kings go out to battle, that David, the king, sent Joab. Joab is the chief, you know, soldier under David. Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel, and they destroyed the people of Ammon, the enemy, and besieged Rabbah. But David remained at Jerusalem. Then it happened one evening that David arose from his bed and worked on the roof of the king's house, or on the roof of the palace of the David king. And from the roof he saw a woman bathing. And the woman was very beautiful to behold. So David sent and inquired about that woman, and someone said, "Is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?" Then David sent messengers and took her, and she came to him, and he lay with her, for she was cleansed from her impurity. Simply, she washed, you know, her body, and she returned to her house. Verse 5, and the woman conceived, and so she sent and told David and said, "I am with child." Then, the verse 14 to 15, in the morning it happened that David wrote a letter to Joab, because Uriah, the husband, denied to sleep with Bathsheba. That's why is David sent a secret letter to Joab through, you know, Uriah, and sent it by the hand of Uriah, the sealed letter. And he wrote in the letter saying, "Set Uriah in the forefront of the hardest battle and retreat from him, that he may be struck down and die." So finally, David committed murder over Uriah too. Here, you know, God, you know, David repented his sin, you know, through Nathan, priest. So 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 12 said, "Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall. So unless the Lord holds me up, we would surely fall. Unless the Lord strengthens us, we are so weak." So after then, David never said, you know, my integrity, you know, exposed, you know, his self-righteousness. So David asked the Lord, you know, mercy, you know, "You are mercy, give me mercy." So his heart, you know, was totally changed recasting his mercy. So we see, you know, Psalm chapter 18, verses 1 to 2. "I will love you, O Lord, my strength. Lord is my strength. Unless the Lord strengthens us, we are always so weak. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength." So our strength is of God, "in whom I will trust. My shield and the horn of my salvation." Horn is a symbol of strength. Horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Chapter 19, verse 14. "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength." The Lord is my strength and my redeemer. Psalm chapter 27, verse 1. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life." Lord himself, the strength of my life. "Over whom shall I be afraid?" Because the Lord strengthened me, so we wouldn't be afraid of any creature. Psalm chapter 27, verse 14. "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage," or "be courageous, and God will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." So God is strengthening our heart. Psalm chapter 28, verse 7. "The Lord is my strength." The Lord is my strength. Our strength is of the Lord, not anything else. "My shield." The Lord is protecting us from the enemy's attack. "My heart trusted in him. I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him." So how come, you know, we face the trials, we can rejoice? Because God handled, you know, everything. So God gave, you know, perfect faith, and that's why we can rejoice. Here, my heart trusts in Him. I have faith in God, so I am helped by God. That's why I have a great, you know, joyful heart. And with my song, I will praise Him. Chapter 29, verse 11, the Lord will give strength to His people. The Lord will bless His people with peace. Chapter 31, verse 24, be of good courage, and God shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Chapter 37, verse 39, but the salvation of the righteous people is from the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. So we face a lot of trouble, a lot of difficulties. The Lord is our strength. Chapter 41, verse 3. The Lord will strengthen him on his bed of illness. So today, many ill people. So only the Lord gives strength, patience. You will sustain him on his sick bed. Chapter 26, verse 7. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. So the rock of my strength is in God. So 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11. That's why, you know, to all Christians, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So our foundation is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ make us alive, but the old creatures make us down, make us be destroyed. But here, only the Lord Jesus Christ is make us alive. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1 says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God, our Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ, our hope. The Lord Jesus Christ Himself, our hope. Every daily life, we have a personal relationship with the Lord, you know, through prayer. Also, we are being sanctified, just like image of whom? Of Jesus Christ. We want to meet Him as soon as possible. So the Lord is coming, you know, quickly. So that kind of a heart, we need that. Verse 12, my foot stands in an uneven place, or a not stumbled place. In the congregations, I will bless the Lord. Let's see each question and answer. In verse 1, in King James Version, judge me, O Lord, for I have worked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide. What kind of prayer is this prayer? This prayer is like boasting prayer to expose his self-righteousness. That's the answer. Question 2. In verse 2, examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my mind and my heart. What does this verse mean? Examine my heart, or show my heart. O Lord, and prove me. Test my heart. Try my mind and my heart, or try my reign and my heart. So make my heart tuned to the Lord, lacking nothing. Heart complete and perfect heart submitted to the Lord. Last question, what conditions to go to altar in the temple did David list? Verses 3 to 6. Six conditions is right here. Number one is to work in your true customs. So not, you know, set with idolatrous mortals or vain persons, or, you know, with not with hypocrites or dissemblers or rebels, not, you know, assembly of evildoers, not with wicked people. So that is in innocent status. Then I can go about your altar, God's altar. Let's just sing song all together on bulletin. Last song, page 2, number 3.